Hey there, and welcome to the She Calls Her Shots podcast. Every week, we chat through different business building topics that will help you gain clarity around your goals, find inspiration in your journey, and also help you create a life and a business that you love. My name is Krista, and I'm a wedding and brand photographer and your go-to no-fluff business coach. In these episodes, we talk through both the tactical strategies, habits, and the mindset work that'll help you take those really big leaps. And we always focus on the real talk and the behind the scenes of what it takes to create a sustainable and a thriving business. Because let's be honest, the work isn't always glamorous, but it's always worth it. So girlfriend, let's make some moves and start calling our own shots. Hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the show. In this episode today, I really just want to dive into having an open and honest conversation around what does it mean and what does it feel like to be on the right path. This is actually something that's come up a lot around inside my community with my clients. And it's just this question of how do I know when I'm on the right path? What does it feel like? And a lot of times this comes up when we're not necessarily feeling super in alignment with things. This probably can feel relatable, right? Like you're doing things that maybe don't feel super great, or you're not getting the results that you want to be getting, or you're finding yourself just not being generally motivated about doing the things in your business that you know that you need to be doing. And so then this question comes up of, am I on the right path? Am I doing the things that I need to be doing? Like, is this my purpose? Is this what I'm here for? And why doesn't it feel like I thought it was supposed to feel? And I was actually really, the kind of how this episode, how it was created, where the idea for the episode came from was I have really been enjoying sharing on my Instagram stories, offering to pull affirmation cards for those of you in my audience. It's just a fun little way of connecting with you one-on-one. I love pulling daily affirmation cards. It's just such a beautiful reminder of just things that, you know, it's helpful to know, things that we already know that sometimes we forget. And it's just a really, for me, it's a very grounding practice. I really enjoy it because it helps kind of bring some things front and center that maybe I am not fully believing in myself, and a reminder, a hold as a reminder for something that feels really important to me. And so I have been offering this inside of my stories, just offering to pull affirmation cards. And I pulled three the other day and shared them on my stories and I polled my audience on which one they most needed to hear. And it was so interesting to me because I think 87% of people all chose the card that said, I am on the right path. And that was really interesting for me because, I love that I was able to pull a card that felt so resonant with people. It really resonated. And so that was just like, for myself, just really rewarding to be able to feel like I could connect with each person who needed to hear that in some way. But it also just kind of opened up this question of what does it feel like to feel like you're on the right path? And what are some of the challenges that come up for us? And why don't we feel like we're on the right path? And how can we kind of start to work through that and figure out, is it that I'm not on the right path? Or just is it that I'm out of alignment in my actions and the way that I'm running myself and my business? And so that's the conversation that I want to have today. And if this resonates with you, I would love for you to share this on Instagram. I say this, I feel like, every episode, but truthfully, I love getting to connect with each of you. The heart and the soul behind this podcast, for those who don't know me, I'm an Enneagram 9. And the kind of core fear or the core belief of an Enneagram 9 is that our voices don't matter. Our beliefs and our opinions don't matter. And I've obviously done a lot of work and growth around this myself. But I share that because the heart and soul around why I started this podcast was because my whole intention is to connect with each of you on a deeper level. There are certain aspects of business where we oftentimes feel completely inadequate as business owners, right? I think this is a shared feeling. We feel inadequate. We feel like we are an imposter in certain ways. We feel completely disconnected, as if nobody understands how we feel. We all we see are other people's highlight reels. We see them taking bold action. We see them, you know, accomplishing things that we want to accomplish. And it leaves us with a lot of feelings of guilt, of self-doubt, of, you know, just negativity. And when I started this podcast, my whole intent, my whole purpose, my whole reason was I want to share things differently. I don't want this to be a podcast where I just show up every single week and I tell you how to run your business. Here's the three things you need to do in order to be successful. Here's the four marketing strategies that are going to 5X your business, right? Like, I don't know about you. I am tired of those messages. I am tired of what those messages do to my central nervous system. I am tired of what those messages have done for my own inner beliefs and my beliefs and my capabilities as a person and a human. And when I started this podcast, I wanted to connect with each of you on a deeper level. I didn't want to talk about those things because truthfully, those things don't matter. If your business, if your belief system isn't built on a foundation that fully supports you and who you are, that fully believes in your own capabilities, a system where you can trust that you know how to run your business, right? Like, these are the strategies and the tactics that I want to talk about because those are the things that are going to move the needle and make a difference. And so I wanted to give some additional context. When I asked for you to share this, it's A, of course, it helps us reach more people, right? And I love that. The more women business owners that I can empower to take bolder, stronger, more empowered action in their business, I mean, that's where the fulfillment comes in for me. But also because there aren't as many of these honest conversations happening on social media. And part of my goal is to change the narrative, to change the way that we talk about these things, to change the way that we think about ourselves. And so if you would share this podcast on your Instagram stories, I would love for you to tag me at Hey Krista Marie. I love shouting out my listeners as well. I don't know if you can hear the airplane behind me. I've been recording with my windows open in my office now, and it's beautiful, except for when the planes fly by. So, but you know what? This is nature. This is life. This is connection with the outdoors. So we're just going to leave that in. But if you feel called to share that, I would just so very much appreciate that. And all that said, okay, so let's go ahead. Let's dive into this. How to know and how to kind of sense if we are on the right path. And there were three kind of main things that I shared about in my Instagram story that I want to dive a little bit deeper into here. And the first question, there's kind of three main questions. If you find yourself struggling with this overall kind of bigger umbrella question of how do I know if I'm on the right path? The first question I like to ask myself and to my clients is, how excited are you feeling when you think about creating content for your offers, for your packages, for your services? Because at the end of the day, we are cyclical beings. Content creation isn't always going to feel like the most exciting thing for you to do. Let's just be honest. There are very few people, if any people that I've ever met that are like, I love creating content every single day, 24/7. It's my favorite thing to do. We are cyclical and we have seasons of, and when I say seasons, I even mean throughout the day. Throughout 24 hours in a day, we will have seasons of in our bodies feeling creative, feeling like we want to create content and put content out into the world. I can vouch for this. As I'm recording this episode, I was sitting on my couch in my office and I had this burst of energy around this post that I had shared. And I could feel it. I could sense this, ooh, this is the content creation energy. This is where I go and I sit down and I record an episode, but I don't feel this all the time. Like, this is not something that is normal. And so it's okay if you're not always bursting at the seams to create content, but you should feel like the message that you're sharing lights a fire inside of you in some way. Hey friend, I want to make sure you know about my upcoming free workshop, Seasons of Growth. This workshop is going to be super valuable to photographers that want to learn how to maintain a thriving photography business in the midst of the slower seasons. I know how frustrating it can feel when inquiries aren't coming in, especially when you see other photographers booking out their sessions consistently. This workshop is going to be classroom style and super interactive, meaning that you're going to get real-time coaching from me on how you can create more momentum and visibility inside your business, meaning more inquiries coming in and more booked clients. These are the same strategies that I've used to help my one-to-one clients book more sessions, and I'm bringing them all to you during the workshop. You can learn more and save your spot by visiting heychristamarie.com/workshop. I can't wait to see you there. I will put it pretty bluntly. If you don't feel excited about your packages, your services, what you're offering to your clients, if you don't feel excited about the topics that they need to hear, if thinking about sharing that information doesn't excite you, then it might be time to rethink what it is, like your business strategy, what it is that you're working on. Because again, no one expects that there's going to be a 24/7, I'm always excited to create content. But what I see a lot of the time is that sometimes as women creatives, we'll tell ourselves this story that we don't know what content to share. And there's a few things behind that. I think sometimes we get in our heads a lot and overthink and think that each post that we share needs to be like the be all end all of posts, and it needs to be the most mega content filled, transformational, viral content. And so when we put that pressure on ourselves, all of a sudden now we overthink it and we tell ourselves a story that we don't know what to share, when really we're just putting an immense amount of pressure on the content that we're putting out there. And if that's the case for you, if you can kind of raise your hand to relate to that, I would love for you to, I would love to have a call, because that's a big thing to tackle. And I would never expect someone to just be able to, in one conversation, be able to flip that energy in themselves. But I would love for you to take a really honest look at that and ask yourself, how much pressure have I been putting on my content? And can I release the pressure that each post needs to be completely transformational? Can I believe that one post, regardless of how I feel about it, right? Sometimes I put posts out there that I'm like, I don't really, like, it came from the heart, it means something, but I don't really feel like it's the best post. I don't feel like it's the most eloquent or life-changing post. And sometimes that will be the content that people connect with the most. And so asking yourself, can I let go of the belief that this post that I'm about to share needs to feel a certain type of way for me, and just trust that the person who needs to read this message and hear this message is going to see it, and letting that be enough? So first and foremost, if you can relate to that, I hope that dropping some of the pressure of that resonates for you. But something else that I see pretty often is with my clients in conversations with my audience is we're just sometimes not excited about talking about what our clients want to hear. So for example, I can kind of personally talk about this. And I don't know if I've shared this yet. I think I have shared this on the podcast. I haven't shared it publicly really on Instagram, but I, over the last 12, 13 years, have been predominantly in the photography realm, a wedding photographer, wedding and engagements. And in the last few years, I picked up more branding photography, but in 2024, I actually have my last two weddings ever that I'm shooting in my business, and will in the future just be doing brand photography shoots for women creative business owners, which is so exciting. And it's just something that has been on my heart for a long time. But what I can share and how I can relate to this is there came a period in time where speaking about weddings, blogging about weddings, when I thought about the pain points that my couples have, the things that they need to hear, the things that would really connect with them and draw them into wanting to work with me, when I thought about creating that content, I just was not lit up at all. I resisted writing it. I felt no excitement sitting down to write blog posts. And it was in that moment when I realized my heart's not fully in this anymore. And you know, obviously that was a big transition that I was making in my business. So not to say that you have to completely stop what it is that you're doing, but it could also just mean that the approach that you're taking to your content just might not be working for you. So maybe in the past, when you've thought of doing content creation, you've thought of doing like batching your content, right? Maybe you've had a strategy in place where you sit down one day out of the month and create and batch your content. And you're just finding that on those days, you're just not lit up about creating content. This strategy or system might not be working for you anymore. So that path you took at one point in your business, batching your content might have worked amazingly, but you might be at a point now where that's just no longer the case. Or maybe on the other hand of that, maybe you've just been letting yourself create content on a whim, right? Like whenever you feel called or compelled to, but you're finding that that no longer feels good for you. Maybe it is time to think about, okay, well, how can I create structures or systems where I actually am excited about creating the content? But no matter where you land on this, I think this first question is really getting honest with yourself. How do I feel when I think about creating content? And what does my audience need to hear? What do my ideal clients and ideal audience, what do they need to hear from me? What are they looking for? What are they looking for support with? And sometimes I hear with wedding photographers specifically, like, well, like, you know, it's not really a pain point choosing a wedding photographer because I'm documenting their, you know, the best part of their day. And like, yes, there aren't a lot of pain points maybe associated with hiring you, but there are still a ton of pain points that they're feeling around stress and pressure around planning a wedding. Just because you're a photographer doesn't mean you can only talk about photography specific things. I feel pretty passionate about that, actually. After 12 years as a photographer, you know, you learn a lot of things about how to eliminate some of the pressure, how to prioritize some things that are, you know, figuring out what's more important to you and maybe what's less important, how to, you know, think about your energy. And like, there's just so many more facets to that world that you can speak to. But if you think about sharing that content and you just aren't excited about it, then I do want to lovingly challenge you to ask yourself, does this still feel like the thing that I want to keep doing? Or is there something else that's maybe bubbling up or brewing inside of me that I'm more passionate about that I've been too afraid to let myself explore? Whether it's, you know, if you're a photographer and you want to explore a completely different type of photography, whether you have been in an industry and you've been wanting to grow more into the coaching or educational space, but you've been too afraid to let that, like, speak that aloud into existence. And I actually had a friend go through this recently. Maybe you started your own business and you're just finding that you're not loving it as much as you actually loved your 9-to-5 job that you had. And that can be a really tough decision. But asking yourself, how do I feel about the content creation? How do I feel when I think about creating content for my clients? So that's the first question of kind of identifying if you're on the right path and how it should feel. Because speaking to the how it should feel, again, you may not feel over the moon excited every single moment about creating content, but when you sit down to write content, you should feel like there's a fire lit inside of you. Like when I think about creating these podcast episodes and speaking about these topics and talking about the parts of business that feel really challenging and can make us feel like imposters and all those things that we talked about earlier, when I think about speaking to that, I am lit up. You can probably hear it in my voice. I get really excited. I talk a little bit faster. Like these things really just ignite that spark inside of me. And I want that for you. I want you to feel like that with your content. So trying to figure out what type of content makes you feel like that and starting to explore how you can create more of that in your business. So the second thing that I want to talk about is asking yourself, what daily actions are you taking in order to grow yourself and your business? And this is where we have to get a little bit vulnerable. This is where I imagine me and you sitting at a coffee shop, just having a very open, casual, honest conversation with each other. This isn't the Krista talking to you in a podcast mic, even though that's what I'm doing. It's not me speaking to you in a podcast mic. It's us opening up a really honest conversation. Because in this vulnerability and in this honesty is where the growth really happens. Because I'm just going to tell it, we're going to keep it real, right? I always talk about that you're no fluff coach, right? We're going to talk about the real of this. A lot of the actions that we are taking on a day-to-day basis as business owners, and I say this because I am human and I have done this as well. The actions that we're taking are the actions that we think we should be taking. They're the actions that someone told us that we should be taking. We're building our business in a way that someone somewhere has told us we need to do in order to see success or in order to be profitable or in order to achieve XYZ in our business. We are spending so much of our time running our business in a way that is not actually sustainable for us, but in a way that we have told ourselves we have to do it this way because this is the way that works. And Here's the other part of that. A lot of the times when we're running our business in that way, it's the more complicated way of running a business because our brain likes to believe that things need to feel hard. Our brain tells us that running our business, creating a profit, getting new clients, we have told ourselves a story for so long that it has to be difficult. And so our brain immediately, anytime it hears of a strategy that sounds like easy or in alignment with our natural energy and doesn't feel challenging, we immediately dismiss it because we assume that it has to feel hard. It has to feel challenging. It has to feel draining. Oh, and I could just cry talking about that because I have been there. I know that feeling so well. I have been there in the depths. I am here with you. If you are there now, you are not alone. But it does not have to be this way. And part of the reframing that has to happen here is getting rid of those stories and beliefs that we've told ourselves, not looking outside of ourselves for permission or for strategy from someone else. Because what we end up doing when we build our business in this way, we're taking a lot of actions that we think that we need to take. And what that's doing is it's requiring us to use more energy to do business in that way. Right? If someone tells you that in order to be successful, you have to write 10 blog posts a week and post on Instagram 20 times, I'm just throwing out numbers. If someone told you this, someone that you respect, someone who has grown a successful business told you that, even in seasons where you tell yourself, well, I don't need to do that, you still have a voice in the back of your head that gives you an excuse or a reason as to why you're not seeing success, right? So let's say someone told you 10 blog posts, show up 20 times on Instagram. On the seasons where you do that, number one, you are using so much energy and probably not the most aligned energy, because if that's not how you like showing up for your community, if it feels really stressful, you're utilizing way more energy than you should be using on your marketing plan. And so you're going to completely burn out, right? That's how it happens. Or on the seasons when you're choosing to not do that and you tell yourself, you know what, that just feels like too much. I'm going to cut it in half. When you're not seeing the success that you want to see, what does our brain do? It immediately goes to, well, because you're not doing it this way, this is why you're not seeing success, right? Our brains try to find reasons why something's not working. And at our core, if we still believe that our business needs to be run a certain way, our brain is going to always default to going back to that same programming. That's how we are made, right? For better or for worse, that's how it happens. And so there's a really big rewiring that needs to happen here for us to completely get rid of those beliefs and stories that tell us that it needs to look a certain type of way. And when we can operate in our business in a way that feels so authentic, that uses our energy in a way that feels the most aligned, and that actually feels good to us, the whole game changes. And I can speak to this, and some of you might think that I'm crazy saying this, and that's fine. I'm fine with people thinking I'm crazy because I know what works, because I've seen it work. And so I will live in this belief, I mean, for the rest of my life. I, for the longest time, so again, I talked about being an Enneagram 9. In my healthy moments, like the way that I like to think about it is when I am like really in the zone and feeling my go-getter self, I go to a 3. And if you don't know what the Enneagram 3 is, it's the achiever. They're the ones who like love crossing things off the to-do list. They're the ones who love to get the merit, the level of success, the achievement, the recognition, right? So when I get into business owner mode, it's very easy for me to get into that headspace. I mean, it's like I go there naturally. I've always been that way. And that's just who I am. So pair that with, as a 9, my wing is a wing 1. The wing 1 is the, like, you can kind of think of them as like the perfectionist, right? Like, my way is the right way. You have to do things right, very detail oriented, very structured. So what I've learned about myself is that I naturally default When I'm in the go-getter headspace, I really lean on that one wing of I need to have a plan. I need to have an entire strategy formed. I need to know exactly what needs to be done, right? Like I go into full-on super planner mode. And for a long time, I told myself a story that that was how I would see success. I needed to have super strategy, everything mapped out, you know, the beautiful, like brainstorming, like all the things. I had the story that I needed to have that in order to be successful. What I found time and time again was that I would go into these cycles of burnout and kind of disassociation. Nines, when we experience burnout, we just completely disconnect, detract, take 2 weeks away from life and our business because it feels too stressful, right? Anyone who's been through burnout knows this cycle. Nines feel it like to the max. So all of this to say, I have been through these cycles and I've been through the, my business needs to look a certain type of way in order for me to grow. I have believed the stories. I've been there. I got the t-shirt. I did the whole thing. And what I've learned in this last year is that the most success that I've seen in my business has come when I completely get rid of my desire for that type of structure. I don't have I used to have an entire calendar built out of when I was going to record podcast episodes, when I was going to put out blog posts, when I was going to, you know, insert any sort of business action item. I had a whole calendar for it. And it was so terrifying to me to get rid of that because my biggest fear was, well, but if I don't have it written down, it's not going to get done. But guess what? In the last year, I have not had super crazy written down strategies. Sometimes at the start of a week, I will write down a checklist of, okay, what needs to be done this week, right? Like clearly, but I don't try and overthink. I don't try to plan so far in advance. I don't ask myself what needs to be done this month or what needs to be done in the next 3 months or 6 months. I just look at this week, what feels most important this week. And then each day I revisit that list and ask myself, what do I feel excited about doing today? What's calling to me today? What feels motivating to me today? And I can tell you this, if I had written on my little weekly agenda list that I wrote yesterday, if I had written today, record a podcast episode, if I would have forced myself to do that, I probably just would have created something that like I thought that you all needed to hear. But because I just had on there, I knew I wanted to record podcast episodes this week. And then this morning, I had the idea for the post that came very naturally. And then I was just sat on my couch doing a couple things and thought, you know what? I actually feel really inspired to do a podcast episode about that. And so I've let myself use my energy in a way that feels the most right for me in the moment. And it has been not only the most freeing thing that I've done for myself, but it's also created more success in my business because guess what? I'm showing up way more authentically. You in this podcast episode are getting the most real, authentic version of me here sitting with you in our little coffee shop. Pretend coffee shop or winery, whatever you want to think that we are, like you are getting the most raw, authentic, honest version of me because I'm not forcing it. I'm not forcing myself to be here. And so I really, really want to challenge you with this one. What actions are you taking on a day-to-day basis to grow your business? How do they leave you feeling? And where are those beliefs and stories coming from? Are they coming from someone else telling you? Are they coming from a belief you have in your head because someone at one point told you it needed to look a certain way? Or is it actually coming from your energy today and your inner self today and guiding you in a way that feels best for you? And then the last thing that I want to touch on, which I also think is super, super important, is asking yourself how much space are you giving yourself on a regular basis to really get creative and take risks? This is something that I also know so much to be true. When we try and hold on to things too tightly, when we have a strategy, so kind of going back to the last point that we talked about, if we have a strategy that we truly believe is the thing that we need to do to grow our business, when we grasp it so tightly, we squeeze all of the life and the joy and the creativity out of the process, right? Going back to that last example, when I tried so hard to plan every single thing out, I was not leaving space for joy, for creativity in the moment, for just letting myself be present and see what comes up for me, right? Like none of that was there because I was trying to hold so tightly onto this plan or strategy or belief. And so I unknowingly completely squeezed out all of the life to these beautiful ideas for things that I wanted to share with the world because I was so tightly grasping and holding on to something. And so I want to ask you, what in your business or in your life right now are you trying to control so much that you might be holding it just a bit too tightly? And you might not be allowing yourself to fully experience the joy, the creativity, and all of the beautiful things that come with just letting yourself live moment to moment. What are you trying to control too much? Because when we can just start to identify what that is, we can allow ourselves to live in an energy that feels so much more abundant and life-giving. And again, when you can show up in that abundant energy, your business is going to drastically change. Your audience, the people that are around you, are going to feel an energy shift. And they're going to be able to see the difference in how you're showing up. Because when we are living in that energy of grasping and squeezing something too tightly, it's exhausting, right? It's absolutely exhausting. And we're not able to produce our best, most creative content and our best creative work and offers and services coming from that energy. When we are exhausted, when we are feeling inadequate because we feel like we need to do things a certain type of way, or when we're feeling that controlling energy, trying to create authentic content from that space is very difficult, if not impossible. I would say it's very difficult. So how can we change the energy in which we're showing up with? And when it comes to risk-taking, how can we eliminate the fear around the risk? Right? Like, let's be honest, building a business, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, showing up online, even if you're not a business owner, just showing up on Instagram can feel very risky. When we're putting ourselves out there, our true, authentic, whole selves, it can feel very risky. No one as a business owner is going to tell you what's going to work and what's not going to work. And we have to be able to release the idea that we're ever going to be able to know those things. We're never going to know if the actions that we're taking or the offers or services that we're putting out there, if it's going to be a success, if it's going to flop, or if people are going to love it, if they're going to, you know, wish that it had different tweaks or changes made to it. Like, we're never going to be able to know those things. And so when we can eliminate the idea or belief that like there is a time when we're going to know that, it opens us up to just be curious in the moment and actually start to identify, okay, how can I turn this fear that I have into the unknown and just mold it into something that feels more like curiosity? How can I just have fun with putting something out there and seeing how it goes, right? It's like what we talked about earlier. Sometimes the posts that we put out there or the posts that I've put out there from my own experience, then I'm kind of like, you know, it's pretty good. Sometimes those are the ones that resonate with people most. And I would say more often than not, those are the ones that resonate with people most. The ones that I feel like this is the best post I've ever created, or this is the best podcast episode. Like, I'm sure people relate to it and I'm glad that I put it out there. I wouldn't change the fact that I put it out there, but it doesn't always meet up with my expectations of how I think something's going to perform. So can we just eliminate the idea that our expectations on how something is going to perform actually means anything? Because truthfully, it doesn't. It doesn't. And when we can embrace that and just kind of laugh about that a little bit, it allows us to take more risks and to actually feel more excited about what those opportunities might bring for us. So as a quick recap, if you've been feeling like struggling to know whether you're on the right path, a few of the things we talked about. Number one, asking yourself, how excited are you feeling about creating content? Number two, what daily actions are you taking on a day-to-day basis to grow yourself and your business? And how much are you spending time on things that you think that you should be doing versus what actually feel aligned for you to be doing? And then lastly, how much space are you giving yourself on a regular basis to get creative and to take more risk? And a few just final thoughts. The right path can sometimes feel like the wrong path if we're not looking at it through the right lens. And this happens more times than not. I want you to know that you're not alone here. The right path can feel like the wrong one. And I can think back to moments in my business when I started coaching at the very beginning of my coaching journey, where I tried different things in my business that felt like they were the right thing for me to be doing. Turns out, hindsight, some of them weren't. Some of them I'm very glad that they didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to turn out. But at the end of the day, they each built skills and allowed me to try something that and learn something that I wouldn't have gotten had I not tried it, right? And so in the moment, the right path could have felt like the wrong path because I could have told myself, well, all of this was for nothing. All of that money, all of that time, all of that energy, this offer that I created, right? Like it's all for nothing. I was on the wrong path. No, it was the right path all along because it still got me to where I am now. And I learned so much from those experiences. And so if you've been feeling the pressure of, you know, I'm not on the right path, the things that I'm doing right now aren't working, I want to encourage you to zoom out a little bit and actually see, is it the wrong path, or are you just maybe not aligning your energy in the moment on the things that are going to be your long-term things? Like, are these just maybe not the things for you right now? And so allowing ourselves to really lean into what our natural energy is saying to us, our gifts that we have, how can we express those and share those with the world in a way right now that actually feels more aligned and more energy giving? Because the magic really happens when we can reframe how our business, and really, I would argue, our life, how that looks and feels on a day-to-day basis. I said it before, but we are cyclical beings. We cannot measure ourselves on a 365-day basis, on a 3-month, 1 month basis, right? Like we have cycles in our 24-hour periods. And so when we can really reframe and start to understand what that cycle for us looks like, and we expend our energy in a way that makes the most sense for us in this season, we really give life to our business in a way that we could have never imagined. And I want to encourage you, if this is something that you want to dig deeper with, if you're like, Krista, this resonates so much, I need more of this. I need to figure out how I can really realign my energy and the things that I'm working on right now, I would love to have you hop over to heykristamarie.com, send me an email via my contact form, because we'll hop on a clarity call and I would love to give you some free coaching around your current business strategy. Let's talk about it. Let's bring life to this. Let's start to identify the ways in which things maybe aren't working. And let's figure out if there maybe is a longer term plan for me to be able to support you in creating this sustainable long-term change. I am here for you. I am rooting for you. I am always in your corner. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me with this conversation today. I know that it's a lot. We're in a busy season right now. And so you taking the time to listen to this just truthfully just means the world to me. If you would, I would love for you to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I'm so grateful for you and being a part of this community. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. One last thing before you go, I'd absolutely love it if you left a review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you've already left a review, I'd love for you to share this episode with your business bestie. I love getting to shout out my listeners on the show, and the more listeners that we have, the more that I can help others create a thriving and sustainable business too. Thank you so much again for being a part of this community, and I can't wait to hear your takeaways from today's episode.